Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be right here with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are my inner circle or the inner circle, the ones who try to make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I pray that you are always inspired, always taken to another place in the depths and the heights of yourself with the conscious intention to be all that you are as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of the absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. For I am the one that is always exalting our absolute reality as the way for our true harmonization. People have always wondered, why can't we come together? And there is no real harmonization that we can have except with the intelligence that beats our hearts and breathes us. Otherwise, for each one of us that has our own beliefs and our own opinions and our own theories, and if we're not considering things and thinking about things, there's so much that's going on that we don't have any thought or opinion about. But there is still absolute truth, and the absolute truth is that which gives us leverage over the lies, over the contradictions, the inconsistencies, the discrepancies, and all of the things that whittle away at our personal degrees of wholeness and oneness. We're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to really care to be able to respond to a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, as is evidenced in the pandemic of sickness, illness, disease, despair, degradation, incarceration, violation, rape, molestation, and all of these other things that are going on that are evidence of the distortion, the dysfunction, the degradation, and all of that that exists within the lives of people. Now, because we are held by absolute law and the fulfillment of law is absolute love, then there's a lot of reconciliation and harmonization and clearing and cleansing that should be done. But each one of us has to do it for ourselves. And so therefore, there is no real legislation that can happen by those who have no care, no love, no wisdom, no real sensibility to have an understanding and an understanding as to that which will allow for the greatest degree of prosperity and potency and power. Because there are those who think that their power comes with their might and their warfare and their ability to undermine you. There are those who think that their money is power. And there are those who don't care to be powerful at all, who are really in a place and space where we've been undermined, and we can come to a point and place where we readdress our commitments to living, our commitments to the laws that govern us, to have an understanding that our education has been insufficient, our religious training has been insufficient, and we have been undermined by a society that is in effect a death culture that perpetuates death as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity. And those of us who are participating with it as the agents of it, we have the opportunity before it gets too late to change our minds, to be in a place and space where it truly matters to us that we will focus all of our time, energy, attention, talent, skills, and abilities in the exaltation of life and the perpetuation of life and consciously caring to be who we are in the integrity of our own authenticity as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence whose intelligence beats our hearts and breathes us. It is the highest and lowest common denominator of all of existence, all beings directly. And our duty, obligation, and responsibility is to really care to be in a place where we are exalting the oneness of existence. And therefore, in doing that in truth, and to be in the fulfillment of love, then we cannot continue to support the subjugation, the violation, the domination, the usurpation, the capitalization, the murder, and the slaughter of other beings and then feed off their body parts, their progeny, to deny them the opportunity to exalt a full life's urge, and that there are those who are on the front line of this kind of carnage that is going on 24 hours, 7 days a week. And for us to come to a point and place where we know that Mother Earth and Mother Nature are absolutely immersed in nothing but absolute and supreme intelligence, animated by this absolute and supreme intelligence, and it is in our best interests as a planet, as a society of people, and as a global family to be in a place and space where we are willing to be corrected from following those who have been wrong for so long. And in this now moment, I know a lot of people don't want to accept that there's anything wrong. They want to think that, oh, well, it's just spirits having a human experience, and whatever the experience is, as long as we learn from it, it's all good. And I'm saying, well, the violation of billions of creatures, the devastation of the ecological balance of the earth, the usurpation of the earth herself, the excavations and the extraction industries and whatnot, you know, to put and enslave those whose lives and legacies and lineages were gifted to particular parts of the planet, under the soils of which is so much wealth and riches in the minerals and whatnot, that people will come and set brother against brother and begin to extract while the brothers and families are warring with each other, enslave the people and come away as millionaires and billionaires. And I'm saying that we're in a day and time where it's delusional to think that there is prosperity at the detriment of anything and anybody else. That there's a prosperity that comes as a result of devastating the very planet that hosts you. That there is prosperity in creating that which undermines the cellular functioning of children and market it to them while they're watching their Saturday morning cartoons, and to have their cartoons speak to them about being out of alignment through all of the sugar and the candy and all of the so-called fun that they have while they're consuming it in massive doses, the consistent and continuation of things like Halloween, where, you know, you get tricked or treated, and the trick was that you were not being treated at all. You were being mistreated, and feeding children the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and all manners of artificially colored, artificially flavored, white sugar sweetened, all kinds of stuff really constitutes child abuse. And very few people are looking at it, because we all think that we survived it. 50 years later, missing teeth and can't grow hair and all of these things that are going as a result of our life force being robbed of us from those corporate entities and those corporate deities of death that have become so fond of, we've become so fond of them at all of our family gatherings, our celebrations, our birthday parties, and then the hella days that we've learned to participate with in the context of this system that is founded upon the bloodshed and the marginalization of our indigenous families and our enslavement of our African families and the destruction of the natural order of this continent. We're in a now moment where we have to realize that there is karmic debt associated with all of the activities that have gone on before us. And even though we may not be old enough to quite remember all of it, it does not absolve us of duty, obligation, and responsibility to try to do everything we possibly can to get into as much light as we possibly can to kind of circumvent some of the devastation that's coming as karmic debt for those who have built themselves upon the entrapment, enslavement, violation of other ones. And then continue the assault in this genocidal plot to undermine us, to put us in a place and space where we are generating more capital, more money in the dialysis and the high blood pressure medicines and the butcheries, having our breasts removed and our wombs removed and whatnot, so that they can literally use our DNA and our tissue and whatnot to help their anti-aging formulas and all of this. We're in and out moment where we have to realize that we're in the midst of the Dr. Frankensteins, and nobody is safe except you. Consciously care to separate your cells from having been tainted and violated by them. Because it's a penetration game, permeating and penetrating you in every atom and every cell of your being with all manners of chemicals. And the nature of these chemicals is that they're colorless, odorless, and tasteless. It does not mean that they're not there. For they're in that tobacco and the alcohol and the eggs and the chickens and the fish and all of these things and all of the drinks with the blue dyes and all of these colorings and whatnot. And I'm saying you all are so trusting of those that really have proven that they should not be trusted. You trust them more than you trust Mother Earth. You prefer to have pharmaceuticals and medications as opposed to taking herbal teas and drinking of the substance of the earth and the mineralization that she can provide that helps to pull all of these chemicals out of our tissues. We're in a place and space where we have to come to a point where we are decisive about our reason for living and about our care to truly be living and not be just dying here, getting older and older and degenerating, having your bones become so brittle that life force is literally being sucked out from you because of all of the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar, and all of the things that you have been consuming for decades. We are in a now moment where we have to realize that these are the things that are creating all of this cancer that's showing up everywhere. And because the body is already so toxic, then you go to these same people whose brethren are the ones who are the delusionals. I say they're delusionals because they think that they're truly profiting. They think that their money is profit from the sale of dead cows and dead turkeys and dead chickens. You don't know how long these animals have been dead. You understand, now it used to be that people raised their own animals, and the day that they wanted to have the animal, they would kill the animal so that there was no need to put all kinds of preservatives and whatnot in the meat. And they didn't eat tons of meat 3 times a day, times 7 days a week, times 52 weeks a year, times all of the years that they've lived. We are in a now moment where we have to realize that we are at such an extreme that the only way to come back to balance is to go to the other extreme. And Mother Earth and Mother Nature don't mind taking us there because she has had it up to here and is sick of all of the foolishness that is going on. And so there is an exodus that's in process, believe it or not. When you have so many ones who are plotting and planning against the whole of humanity and humankind, and then 90% of humankind and humanity are a detriment to themselves and have lost their inherent purpose for existence directly, understand it's not going to end well. For those who have lost their inherent purpose in existence, there is no real purpose in existence, and they are completely expendable. And so as the phalanxes and legions of angels are scouring the earth to see where there is light, where there is no light, where the people have lost their light, where the people are steeped and immersed in all manners of debauchery and defilement and sickness and disease and refuse to exalt any effort towards their own salvation, then those places may be overturned quickly. This pandemic of sickness, illness, and disease from AIDS to ZITS is something that has been really facilitated over time. It is the natural result of being out of alignment with the laws of our being directly. And in order for us to circumvent some of the devastation that's coming and to really provide ourselves with as much protection and grace and refuge as we possibly can, it's necessary for us to no longer participate with it. And that means, yes, you have to give up the meat and the dairy, the eggs, the chicken and the fish, and all of the things that are creating so much acidity, so much toxicity, that are literally robbing you of the wealth of yourself, your ingenuity, your talents, your skills, your abilities, your life force, making your bones brittle because you are being demineralized as opposed to because of all of the flour products and the sugar and all of these things. So I'm the one who really cares to consistently bring this conversation forward until we find ourselves in the place and space where greater and greater numbers of us, particularly women, particularly melanin-dominated women, who are dying four times the rate of everybody else, from the obesity, the heart disease, the cancer, the breast cancer, the uterine cancer, the cervical cancer, the ovarian cancer. We are having to realize that we are in a state of emergency and we need to respond with a sense of urgency. And the only way for you to get the motivation to do that is that you have to look yourself in the eye and be decisive that you really care to live, that you trust and know that the intelligence that beats your heart has everything that you need in order to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, so that you are able to participate in the resurrection of us as a global humanity. You don't have to do it, of course, but you won't have the glory of having participated if you don't. And that's where we are now. We can choose to be a part of our salvation and our deliverance from all of this stuff. And with all of the other things that are on the horizon, things that you can't begin to anticipate just yet, but I can guarantee you that there are more issues that will be affecting your tissues as a result of having fed from McDonald's and Burger King and all of these other places that have been feeding you the carcasses of animals that were fed other animals, and those prions have been lying dormant within your brain for the last 30-some years, and they will begin and are beginning to get active. You understand? So what does that mean? That means they will begin to ravage the brain. And there's nothing that the doctors and the ones you depend upon, there's nothing that they would be able to do about it. And these things infect through air. They can be airborne. So we're in a now moment that requires us to care to respond directly and correctly in any and every now moment by exalting a full effort in our living. A full effort towards our clearing, our cleansing, our consecration of these body temples through purification, so that the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses can be completely re-enthroned in their temples as our absolute reality. That's how we win this. But we have been hoodwinked and bamboozled to think that our being validated by the dominant culture, Western culture, those ones who are the grandsons and great-grandsons and the great-great-grandsons of the ones who captured us and beat us and raped us and sodomized us and set us afire and tarred and feathered us and hung us and did all of these things. And then we realize that these are the businesses, these are their businesses, the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, tobacco, these are their businesses. And I'm saying, let's not give these people another freaking dime to be killing ourselves, and then go to their brothers and have these surgeries, and they're poking and prodding and taking your blood and taking your poop and taking your urine, and you know, it's like, okay, oh, there's nothing sacred here. There's no sacredness. And I'm saying, no, all of life is divine, and all of us have these bodies that are sacred. These are the temples for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses, and we should have never been poisoned. And to have a culture that poisons their children is to have a culture of people who are destined to be wiped out. Because there is no way to be in violation of the laws that govern your existence and then continue to exist. There are no ways to be prosperous when you undermine the wealth of yourself. There is no value that paper money or credit or digits on a computer can give you that really is greater than the substance of who and what you are as an intelligence of existence, as one who has been gifted with the divinity of being directly, where we have opportunity to access and tap into the divine mind of creation, and we can create heaven on earth and stop all of this hellaciousness by the clearing and the cleansing and the purification of our blood, our lymphatic systems, to come to a point and place where we liberate at the cellular level, because the methodology of oppression has been to oppress us at our cellular functioning. And this is not the conversation that you heard with the Black Power movement or the human rights movement or the civil rights movement and whatnot, and with all that movement to get to a point in place where the people in mass are not even moving their bowels, then understand it's a problem, because our bodies are designed perfectly. And that which constitutes real food has a life force. It has minerals. It has water. It has fiber. Therefore, you can eat as much as you like, and you will reach a point where you have been nourished sufficiently, and you will not want any more. You will be satisfied. And after extracting the nutrients that are in it, and creating blood, blood that is vital, blood that is not thick and needs to be thinned with medication, but a bloodstream that allows you to have an understanding and an understanding as to the divinity of your being, a bloodstream that allows you to be in a place and space where your spirit is light and bright, a bloodstream that puts you in a place and space where you are walking in the assuredness of who you are as this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, a bloodstream that will not condemn you, but a bloodstream that exalts the reality of who you are as a conscious immortal, and your cells will consistently and continuously regenerate, rejuvenate, and you can always be revitalized, revivified, and walk in the integrity of who you are as a conscious immortal while you are on the planet. And our coming to a place and space in ourselves where we care. We care to flip the script. We care to be on the right side of this equation. We care to be in a place and space where we will stand on behalf of those who could not, who would not, who did not. That we will live a committed life because of those who have sacrificed their lives, their time for us, those whose names we can call, and all of those whose names we will never know. To be in a mindset where our mind is set on the divinity of existence, and we are coming to a place of single-mindedness where everything is God and we can see it clearly, immerse ourselves with it, delight and rejoice in the blessedness of it, and to know that there is nothing that these ones or those ones or the other ones can do that can really undermine the intelligence of existence. And our harmonization, our empowerment, our liberation, our salvation, our refuge is by virtue of our clearing, cleansing, purifying, renewing, rebirthing, so that we are in a direct line of light with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and can function under the auspices of our souls. And when it come time to leave, we've left. We did not die here. But they want you to think that everybody dies. You got to die of something. Well, I got to die of something. I'm like, well, let it not be stupidity, okay? And I'm qualifying stupidity as by being associated with niggerdom, in that you know you're wrong and you don't even care to be corrected. And it is not the natural nature of a being, a man or a womb man, to prefer to be out of alignment with itself. It is not the nature of us to be sinful, to be in a place where we are all right with being violators and violent, rapists and murderers, bastardizers and usurpers, that we will serve death and serve the forces of divisiveness with more enthusiasm than consciously caring to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, so that our temples have been restored and re-enthroned with the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses. Y'all say, well, what fun is that? Y'all think that killing yourselves is fun. That's how tripped out they got you in the place where you think killing yourself is fun. And you prefer to have fun killing yourself, undermining yourself, gorging yourself, stuffing yourself, violating yourself, creating sickness, illness, disease, and pain, suffering, heart attack, stroke, aneurysms, gallstones, all these issues because of your choices that you are making consistently over time. And I'm saying to you that whatever the prognosis, whatever the diagnosis, whatever the condition, you can change your mind. And in changing your mind, you can consciously choose that which will help facilitate the clearing and the cleansing of your blood, your lymphatic system, to truly come to a point and place where those nitrates and nitrites and formaldehyde and arsenic and all of the chemicals that were in the tobacco and the cigarettes and the alcohol and all of the artificially colored, artificially flavored, and understand that all of these chemicals and whatnot are the brainchild of the Germans, who the government of the United States gave asylum here after Hitler's regime was overturned. So they are responsible for the behavior modification that is taking place with all of the flavor and food enhancers and whatnot that allow stuff to be kept on shelves indefinitely. Real food has a short lifespan. It doesn't last forever. You can't keep it somewhere and it's not going to spoil. Real food has a life cycle where it ripens, and if it's not eaten when it ripens, then it will deteriorate. And you could take those seeds and plant them and you can get more. But we're in a place and space where you're eating that which is so full of preservatives that it will not decay in your body. You're eating that which has no life force. It has no capacity for oxygenating your cells, for hydrating your cells, for mineralizing your cells, nor does it facilitate cellular regeneration because it's so acidic and therefore it's creating disease. And I'm saying to us, we're in a now moment of eternity where we have to realize the sanctity, the sacredness, and the divine design of our body temples, and to begin to realize that we actually dwell in our bodies. We live in our bodies. And whatever we are paying for the boxes that we live in, where our things are stored and we have the opportunity to rest and refresh ourselves, whether it's million-dollar homes or eco-lodges, whatever it is, we stay. We are literally living in our bodies. So there's no real thing as homelessness. But where you have been robbed of the wealth of yourself, the riches, the treasures, your ingenuity, your talents, your faith, your confidence, your sensibilities, your right alignment, your true purpose, dynamic, awesomeness, authenticity, and your connection with destiny, which is off the planet, then know that you have to have wisdom enough to care, to be completely restored, to have any true success in this life. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us than any other place on the planet. The meeting of the inner circle is always intended to provide us with some time to get real about what's real. It's time for us to get beyond all of the barriers of sex, class, religion, nation, gender, the news, the blues, and all of the other things that may have us distracted and put us in a place in a space where we're not really exerting our gratitude and thanksgiving. We're not counting our blessings per se. We are allowing other ones and a lot of the other things to rain on our parade and put us in a place and space where we are disappointed, disenchanted, discouraged, feeling less than. And my intention is to make sure that we are always poised in the reality of knowing that we dwell in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, that we are animated with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, that there is nothing that can be added to us that is greater than us, and that for this now moment in which we're living, our mindfulness, our thoughtfulness, our consideration, our conscientiousness should be in the absolute reality, that we're absolutely blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, And as we care to really exalt a full effort in our breathing, in our blessedness, in our coming to a point and place where we realize that we were not born and we did not come to this world to just be in disdain and pain and suffering and violation and subjugation and domination and oppression and genocide. And because we see the evidence of it, as a result of ones and ones feeling entitled to dominate and control, to usurp, we have the opportunity to break the spells of oppression upon us, to come to a point and place where we are realizing how all of this has been going on and that we no longer have to participate with it. That participation in our liberation is not just an option. It's necessary. And to come to a point and place where we are all right with being all right, we're all right with being completely cleared of our transgressions and the memory of our transgressions and our adulterations and all of those things that bring shame and blame and guilt and all of that to us. To realize that that was the intention of being socialized on the path of adulteration so that we are experiencing things that weigh heavily upon us, that put us in a place and space where we feel the taintedness of sinfulness. But even though those experiences happened and we may have participated or we may have been violated or whatever, we are not our past. Nor are we our experience. We are literally these points of presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And that is the truth of us, that was always the truth of us, that will always be the truth of us. The issue is, do we care to walk in the integrity of the truth of ourselves? Beyond our circumstances and conditions, beyond our socioeconomics, beyond our education or miseducation, beyond our historical accounts of what we have been told have happened to us, and beyond all of the games, all of the distractions, do we care to walk in the integrity of our own authenticity as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, which means that every atom and every cell of our being, when it is well oxygenated, hydrated, mineralized, our systems are alkalized, and we are opening up all channels of elimination so that we are not holding on to waste, then we have the opportunity to really develop and create and cultivate the quality of thought and mindfulness and consciousness that is consistent with who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme presence. We have to get beyond our divisiveness as a humanity of people and even humankind, those who are kind of human. We're in a now moment that requires us to really exalt a full effort in regaining and reclaiming and realigning and reconciling our lives with life itself and the administering intelligences and the forces of life itself. Because that's what we should have been supported and cultivated in doing, but no, we had to come under the auspices of those who would care to initiate a death culture. To think that there's some prosperity that can be generated as a result of anesthetizing, inebriating, intoxicating, stupefying, and reducing those who were from the eternal into those who are fit to be in graves. Our now moment is now. And to be able to respond correctly and directly to this now moment gives us the wisdom, because we are under the auspices of law that is an inherent part of existence itself, not the games of agreement and the statutes and the things that men have created, but the reality that there is absolute law that governs our being, and that the fulfillment of the law is absolute love. And to come into love means that we are able to wrap our heads around the reality that every eye that sees is the eye of God. That every heart that beats and everyone that breathes and has breath has the right to its life. And as intelligences of existence will exalt a full effort in its living, do nothing to undermine itself, know its food, excrete its waste, know its kind, and care to perpetuate itself, and then be able to respond correctly and directly when it senses that its life is being threatened. And the only reason that the people are not doing that is because the behavior has been modified through all of the chemicals, the nitrates and nitrites, the BHA, the BHT, the potassium metasulfites, and all of the other preservatives, synthetics and whatnot, the shelf stabilizers and the foods and whatnot that are literally concentrating, saturating, and contraindicating in the cells of us, the tissues of us. And so I'm the one who is reminding us that we are all these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and that intelligence has not gifted us so much of itself to dumb itself down, to anesthetize it, inebriate it, intoxicate it, stupefy it. You understand? So to do that and to put all of these products on the market and then program us to caring to be in a place and space where we want to be inebriated and intoxicated. We want to be high off something somewhere all the time. We are not consciously caring to be in our sobriety, to be rightly aligned with the gift of life and the oxygenation, the hydration, the mineralization. We would prefer to eat that which has no substance, that has no minerals, has nothing that the body needs. We would prefer to fill up on it than to be fully alivened and enlivened with the elements of life, thereby creating sickness, illness, and disease, despair, depression, oppression, suppression, inhibition, trepidation, negativity, fear. But it's not ours to embrace. What is ours to embrace is the divinity of our living. That all of life itself is absolutely divine. We are immersed in the realm of eternity already. It is not something that's coming. It is the factuality and the actuality of what is. And if we lift our eyes up, if we keep our heads to the skies, then we would have a greater understanding and understanding as to the divinity of existence and the miraculousness, the phenomenalness of being itself, in that we are on a planet, have come to a planet that has everything that we need to live decades, over centuries, consistently regenerating, rejuvenating, having the opportunity to truly mature as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. We've come to the earth through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the divine sacred fluid from our fathers, and our purpose in being on the planet is to self-actualize, self-realize, to be harmonized within the will of existence, the laws of existence, the intelligence of existence, so that we have the opportunity to truly create heaven on earth, as the earth is already in heaven. To take responsibility for being the light bearers, for being able to transcend, transform, and transmute everything towards our greater good, so that we are truly exalting a full effort in our living to live in the highest state and the high morality and high frequency and vibration of absolute light, love, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, and potency. That allows us to walk as liberated beings. That there are no forces of oppression and suppression and depression that could have way in our lives, have power over us, authority over us. There are no ones who have no love, no light, no wisdom and truth, who have any power in our lives except we give it. And to be in a place where we are realizing the sacredness of life and the sacredness of our bodies and our beings and our minds and our spirits, so that we are exercising a greater control as to who permeates and penetrates us. What permeates and penetrates us? What we allow to come into our frequency and vibration? What we entertain and who we entertain? And who we allow to permeate and penetrate every atom and every cell of our being? We're in a now moment that requires us to really go deeper and to reach higher, to walk in the estate of manhood, the progenitor of lineages, and womb manhood, the perpetuator of lineages. To understand that there can be no governments or educational institutions or religions or whatnot that can authorize us to function outside of the order of being who we are as the progenitor and the perpetuator of lineages of people. To come to a point and place where we are glib about our rights to anesthetize and inebriate and intoxicate ourselves and ourselves, that we have the right to undermine ourselves, not realizing the depth of detriment we become to our children and to our lineages as a result of abdicating our responsibility to be able to respond correctly and directly in each and now moment to a system of oppression, degradation, violation, subjugation, under the auspices that it makes money. Our parents used to tell us when we were children, a hard head makes a soft behind. In this day, a hard head will get you dead. Now the issue is, you don't know how long you will be dead in the realm of eternity. But being in a mindset where we would prefer to live in the obeyance and obedience to the laws that govern us, that we respect that we are these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and the intelligence of existence dwells with us as us in these bodies, which are our temples where we commune with that entity that we refer to as God. That these bodies are sacred places and we should keep them clean, that we should be cleansing and clearing them every day even more diligently than we sweep our houses and organize the places where our things are stored, or our cars, or any of the other places and spaces that we may find ourselves in. We dwell in our body temples. And to really come to that place and space where we are worshiping, reverencing, appreciating, loving, expressing our gratitude, taking the time to get clear about what we truly care to experience and to get into the mindfulness of the experience of it, and consciously being wise enough to be in a place where we want to be enhancing, enriching, facilitating, uplifting, motivating, inspiring. That we care to be the hands of God, the hearts of God, have the mind of God, to come to a point and place where there is nothing that we can do except be the vehicles and vessels of its love, its light, its wisdom, its truth, as our right response to being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, where those who should be the providers and the protectors have become the violators, where governments of men feel entitled to assassinate and annihilate and kill and bomb and rape and pillage. We are in a now moment that is calling us to rise completely up from the ditches and valleys of degradation, regardless of who has initiated this error in the way. We have been in a progression of error for centuries, and now is our time to clear our way so that there is a direct line of light to our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and we are able to function under the auspices of our souls. for all of those that you listen to and for all of the places where you go to worship. You live in your body, and what you do in your body is the evidence of your real care. How you care and how you love. How you be. And that's why the methodology of oppression has been to oppress us at our cellular functioning. To have us in a place where we are careless with ourselves and ourselves. To put us in a mindfulness of mindlessness, thoughtlessness, carelessness. Not caring to care and not caring to know. And we'll miss ourselves. To have lived 60, 70, 80 years feeding off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all manners of artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame-laden, white sugar, white rice, white flour, white bread, all of this stuff puts us in a position where after a while the cells have been so oppressed that ones and ones who followed that way can no longer breathe on their own. They have to have oxygen tanks and have to have all kinds of surgeries and procedures and all kinds of medications. And I'm saying that this is not the way of life. That is the way of death. And having lived decades on the path of death does not ensure a greater afterlife. Or continuation in life within the spirit worlds. And because our destiny is literally off the planet, and every one of us will someday at some point in time either have a tragic date with fate or have to leave these bodies, it's best to be in a place and space where you care, to do everything you possibly can to not be trapped, to not succumb to all of the mucus and the phlegm and the toxins and the poisons and the parasites and the organisms and whatnot. You live in that body. Whatever else is in there with you may not have your best interests at heart. They are only seeking themselves and the perpetuation of themselves. These worms and maggots and parasites and whatnot laying thousands and thousands of eggs traveling through your system, causing the rashes and the itching and all of this stuff. So I'm just saying is that it is necessary for us to realize that our cellular liberation is the foundation of our emotional, mental, and spiritual, physical, financial liberation also. We cannot support those entities and corporate deities of death and bring their products into our body and think that there is some real wealth and prosperity that we can have being a detriment to ourselves and ourselves. No matter how much fun one may think it is, the violations, the rape, the incest, the pedophilia, and all of the things that happen under bloodstreams that boil hot with the rot of carcasses and alcohol and tobacco, things that are defiling. We have to realize that cleanliness is godliness, but the cleanliness is not just about your living room and your kitchen and your bathroom. It's about your body temple, your bloodstream, your lymphatic system, and the condition of your brain cells and your glandular cells and your skeletal and your gift that you were given, which is life itself. And the quality and the cleanliness of your blood. Our liberation is predicated on the cleanliness of our blood. The capacity to think, to truly think, to create, and to outthink a system that has created multi-trillion dollar economy in sickness, illness, disease, death, and the management of it, as opposed to facilitating, cultivating, enhancing, enriching the genius, the ingenuity, the talents, the creativity, the sensibility, the high ethic and high morality of the people. To know that those who vie for selection and election to government should have wisdom enough to know how to restore and facilitate the restoration of the light of the people. To generate a real economy of real wealth and real substance in the minds and the lives and the hearts and the giving and the gifts of the people. But to be in a place where you would prefer to make the people careless and mindless and inebriated, intoxicated and whatnot, and then be violators, and then when they're in violation and can't control themselves, and you would prefer to pick them up off the streets and lock them up and then care for them or not care for them. Deny them that which they have rights to, in clean water and fresh air, fresh fruit and vegetation. Oh, you'd rather lock them up and feed them more of the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens, and then allow them all manners of artificial this and artificial that, creating more disease. A system that is criminal in the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death is a system that is already fallen, and a people who promote it are a people who are destined to die. We have the opportunity to flip this script. We have the opportunity to change our ways. We have the opportunity to commit every atom and every cell of our being to being completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, so that we can stand as a resurrected humanity everywhere that we are, and everyone who is touched by us is influenced towards their greater good. There is no more rape. There is no more violation. There is no more pedophilia. There is no more of the wickedness that scars the spirits of people for the rest of their lives. We're in a now moment where we are being called to rise, to cleanse, to be healed, to become whole, to break the yokes of oppression from around ourselves so that we are able to set a new precedent and paradigm at this threshold of the establishment of the eternal order by harmonizing our lives, our love, our will, our intention with the order of the whole, the establishment of absolute law, absolute love, absolute wisdom, absolute truth, so that we live in an absolute peace and poise, empowered in potency and creativity, faithfulness, creativity, 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 the creator's activity in our securing our destiny as conscious immortals. On behalf of the lineages that we represent, those whose names we can call and those whose names we will never know, on behalf of all of the great ones who have gifted so much of themselves to us, their ingenuity, their creativity, their realizations, revelations, epiphanies, their intellectual property, we are the beneficiaries of the gifts of so many, so that we can be the gifts for so many. You're in tuned to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.